Darren's Friend by Linda G. Paulson, based on a true story. When ye are in the service of your fellow beings, ye are only in the service of your God. Mosiah chapter 2, verse 17. Brian watched his little brother Darren skip down the porch steps and dash out the gate. Darren hugged a handful of cookies to his chest as he ran. Jonathan will like these, he called as he disappeared around the corner. Mom was chuckling as she shut the front door. Brian shook his head. Why do you let him get away with it? He asked her. You know he's just making Jonathan up. Darren must be growing, Mom said. He's extra hungry. Yeah, but he's lying to you, Mom, Brian huffed. I know you think it's unfair, Brian, Mom said, but I want to give Darren a chance to admit he's pretending he has a friend named Jonathan. Brian snorted. Jonathan has been getting extra after-school snacks for weeks. Maybe so, Mom said, but Darren is sensitive. I'll think of something. Sensitive, Brian thought. This sensitive kid is getting away with lying to Mom. Another week went by. Almost every day after school, Darren begged for extra snacks for Jonathan. Once, Brian heard his mom asking Darren why his friend never came to the house himself. He's really shy, Darren said. Why don't you ask Jonathan to play soccer with us? Brian suggested slyly. Jonathan doesn't like soccer, Darren said. Brian gave up. I guess it doesn't hurt anything to have an imaginary friend, he said to himself. Maybe he'll outgrow it. One chilly day, Brian heard Mom say sternly, Darren Robbins. She sounded upset. Mom is mad at Darren? I have to see this, Brian thought, slipping down the hall. I gave it to Jonathan, Darren said. That was a brand new coat, Mom was trying not to shout. I know, but Jonathan doesn't have one. I can wear Brian's old one. Darren stood shivering just inside the front door. Mom knelt down in front of Darren and looked him in the eyes. I want you to tell Jonathan he can have the coat, but only if he will come see me and say thank you for it. Brian grinned. Mom was a genius. The next day, Brian hurried to be there when Darren got home from school. The front door opened and Darren poked his head inside. Mom, please come here. Jonathan is really shy. Mom went to the door. Brian peered around her to see a boy wearing Darren's new coat. He had longish, tangled hair. His eyes seemed too big for his skinny face. Brian saw him swallow nervously. Thank you for the coat, the boy whispered, and then dashed away. See you, Jonathan, Darren called as the boy disappeared around the corner. He walked into the house, seeming not to notice that Mom and Brian were standing there speechless. Mom finally closed the door. Later, Mom had a quiet talk with Brian. I called the school, she said. I should have thought of that sooner. They know about Jonathan's situation. The counselor said they're working to help his family. I thought you should know. There's something else I know, Brian said. My brother is a cool kid. Sidebar. Service teaches us to love and understand our fellow men. It teaches us to think of the needs of others. Elder Carlos H. Amato of the 70. End of the story. Darren's Friend by Linda G. Paulson.